Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back to another Mailtime episode. These episodes on the Paranormal Activity channel are all about you, and this week is no different. Thank you very much. And today's story is from Paula, which is titled The Met Hotel. And she writes, "Hi Yvette and Molly, loving the podcast. I usually listen when I'm cooking or having a soak in the bath. Anyway, my stories. When I was a teenager, can't remember the exact age, I did a Ouija board myself and a friend made ourselves with paper and a glass. As we were asking out, the glass started to move and I said to my friend, 'Stop it, I know that's you.' And he convinced me it wasn't, so I said, 'Is that you, Dad?' He died when I was 9. The glass moved to 'Yes.' I can't remember what was communicated before, but when we asked if my mum should get together with a family friend, the glass quite violently was going back and forth to 'No, no, no.' We got quite freaked out by it all, so stopped and thought, maybe he's wanting my mum just to be his, or maybe it wasn't him at all. Fast forward a few years, it came out that this family friend had done something not so very nice to a close family member, and I instantly remembered the Ouija board and knew that it was definitely my dad, and I understood why he was getting so cross. So that's the story I've been meaning to tell you for a while, and what happened last night made me get round to it, as I thought you also may find this interesting. So interesting that your dad was warning you, sort of, and it must be so frustrating if it is him on the other side, knowing what he knows but not being able to get that across to you guys. So if he is saying no, 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 you're like, is it even him? And he must be on the other side like, yes, stop, don't let them meet up. I love it when something happens and you're not too sure, and then a bit later you're like, oh my god, yeah, all the pieces of the puzzle are fitting together. Paula continues to write, "I was on a hen do in Leeds last night and we were staying at the Met Hotel. My room was next to the bride's room on the fourth floor, which were in a corner, and no other rooms until you passed the lift. We were getting ready to go out in the evening when I heard a slight knock on my door, so I shouted, 1 minute! As I was totally naked, sorry for that vision. When I opened the door, there was nobody there. I carried on getting ready and there was a slightly louder knock on the door, and same thing again, 'Just a minute!' as I was still naked. This time it was my friend, so I asked her if she knocked like 30 seconds ago, and she swears that she didn't. My friend is very spiritual, so I knew that she wouldn't do it as a joke. It looks like the Met Hotel was built in about 1899, so there could be the amount of activity, like I said in the last episode, with people coming and going in hotels. It must just ramp things up there. So I wonder if this might have been a mischievous spirit coming to knock on your door and play around with you a little bit." She writes, "So those are my stories. Thank you so much for doing what you do, and I've been a fan of Most Haunted since day one. I've attended events at the Botanical Gardens Museum, and it was like a big kid when I met you all. Take care, lots of love from Paula in sunny Southport." Thanks so much, Paula. We love being able to read out your paranormal stories for the rest of this community to hear. It's such a lovely hub for everything paranormal, really. And if you want to send in your stories to us, you can get in touch on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk, or if you want to get directly through to me, that's molly@paranormalpod.co.uk, or you can send us a voice note on WhatsApp on 07599 27537, or you can always send us a voice note on email too. And you can stay up to date with us on our socials. That's Paranormal Activity Pod. We've got another main episode on Thursday, but if you can't get enough of us, you want more, You can get that episode a day early and our bonus episode on a Saturday if you go to www.paranormalpod.co.uk. I hope you have a lovely week, but until then, remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.